Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
I have a question about this. A question that involves logic.
Well, isn't that special?
What's going on, everybody? BC Dodge here, back with you once again for our, I think it's our 12th video so far. Thank you guys for all the comments. Thank you for all the likes. Thank you for the shares. It's really cool. It's nice to know that these are listened to, and I'm loving your feedback. And with that being said, before I get into today's video, make sure that you share this and that you subscribe to the channel. And please leave your comments. And if there's a video that you guys want to see, if there's something that, you know, is a burning topic for you that you want to talk about, leave your comments down below. You know, shoot me an email. My email's always on these videos. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions or any comments or anything that you guys got. So thank you for all of that. But moving on to today's topic. I posted a tweet this week, and I'm reading the tweet, so you'll excuse me, but it was an Intel promoted tweet, and they were promoting themselves, of course, and it said that 85% of the jobs in 2030 don't even exist yet. And that's why Intel is powering advanced learning tools to ensure students have the skills they need to succeed in the future. So yeah, anyway, besides all of that, but I shared this because it's a true story. The jobs that we had that our kids are studying for now, that they want to be, you know, with the exception of course doctors, lawyers, psychologists, that kind of stuff, but jobs that you can study for, they just don't exist. And they may not exist yet. And I'm living proof of this, because when I graduated high school back in 1990 something, the internet wasn't really a thing. I mean, we had just gotten the new computer lab in ours, and we used to play Oregon Trail. Ooh. And that was the big thing. You know, when I was in school, we didn't, you know, internet wasn't a thing. Mobile phones weren't really a thing. I think there were the 3-watt bag phones might have been around. But for me to do what I do now and what I'm good at and what I'm passionate about, and it just didn't exist. I couldn't have gone to college and said, hey, I want to be a digital marketer when I grow up, because there was no such thing as a digital marketer. None of this stuff existed. And the reason I'm saying this is, you know, A, for you guys, you know, anybody, any of you young kids see this video, don't stress yourselves out. I've told my kids this forever, is don't, I'm going to be this when I grow up. Well, that's great. If that's what you're going to do, that's great. Go do it. But understand that things change. And I really am just living proof of this, because, you know, if you think, oh, I'm going to be whatever 20, 30 years from now, that job may, A, it may not exist, and B, it may not look like what it looks like today. Because artificial intelligence, AI, is evolving all the time, and things are changing. And the stuff that you need to know for that job now, you may not need to know by the time you get there. So really, the point that I wanted to drive home here is, don't stress yourselves out over what's my major, what am I gonna do, oh my god, my life. Because if you're 18 or under 18, just breathe. It's okay. Explore what you like, go with it, and eventually you will find where you belong, and you will fall into what you're supposed to fall into. And I mean that in the most sincere thing, because, you know, like I've said twice already, what you may be good at and what you might excel at life at and what you might rock at doing It may not be real. It may not even exist yet. Somebody might be working on it in the Silicon Valley somewhere in some dark closet in his mom's basement. You don't know. So just relax, breathe, and let life take you where it's going to take you. And in my last 20 seconds, once again, we'll say thank you, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for commenting. You got a question, hit me up on email. Hit me up on Twitter. And until the next video, thank you, guys. Peace.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
I don't want to get off on a rant here, but this country's so intolerant right now, they might as well change the plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty to read, "Go the back to Catania."
Could it be Satan?
I have a very low tolerance level for stupid bullshit.
I'm having chest pain.
Blow it out your...
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy...
Satan!
This has been a production of the Venn Network.